Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject I'm bringing to you today is called The Authority of the Believer, and this is part one from a seven-part series. And the topic today we're talking about is God creates the heaven and the earth, and the second topic is God creates mankind. Let me clear up one point here before I start the topic today. The authority of the believer. I'm talking about the born-again believer, not the person who believes with their head, but the person who has born again, they've believed in their heart the Lord Jesus Christ, they've confessed with their mouth, and they are truly born again. This subject is dealing with the person who's born again, and they want to know what their authority is in and through Christ Jesus. Let me now start with the first topic, God creates heavens and the earth. We go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, reading, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void or empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day." In these scriptures, we see God creating through words. The Holy Spirit was waiting for those words to come out of God's mouth, and as God spoke those words, the Holy Spirit created those words into becoming what God said. God operates by faith. He's a faith God, and he expects his children to operate by faith and to follow his example of speaking things into existence. The Word of God also says that God has given to every man the measure of faith. The faith that God gives us when we're born again is his faith, not our faith. And God expects that faith that he gives to us, which is in seed form, he expects us to use that faith and to mature and grow in that use of that faith. There's another thing I want you to see here in these scriptures. There's a Bible principle that God uses right throughout the Word of God, and Jesus used also. It's calling those things that are not yet as though they were. When God looked out and saw darkness, he didn't say, it's dark out there. Had God said it's dark out there, it would have stayed dark forever. God spoke light. He saw darkness. He knew what he had, but he spoke what he wanted. He called those things that are not yet as though they were. So God saw the darkness, but didn't confess the darkness. He confessed light, what he wanted. And the Holy Spirit was waiting there to take those words and create light. The born-again believer is to operate in the same principles as God, to call those things that aren't yet as though they were, according to the Word of God. When God created the worlds, he used his faith. We can see this in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. Reading from verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony or report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." In other words, the scriptures are saying that the things that were not made from things that are visible. In other words, they were made by things that are not visible, and that's the faith. We see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." God used his supernatural faith to create things through and with the Holy Spirit. God creates through his words, and he uses his faith. His faith is a supernatural faith that he's given to every person who's born again. I also want you to see from these scriptures that authority is transferred and carried by words. This is a word-created, word-operated, and a word-controlled planet. That's why it's so important to watch the words that we speak and the words that we believe. Let us now go to the second topic, God creates mankind. We go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Reading from 26. "Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over all the cattle, over all the earth, and everything creeping in that creeps on the earth." Verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Verse 29. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be food. Also to every beast on the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The first point I want you to see is in verse 26, where God said, let us make man in our image. God was actually saying, let us make man in our image, that is, in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it says further in that scripture, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and everything that creeps on the earth. God was in the process of giving total authority of his creation to mankind. Another point I want to show you is that when God made mankind, that is, man and woman, he made them equal. The woman is not below the man. He stands equal with her. In a marriage situation, God has delegated the authority and leadership to the male, that is, the husband, and also in the family situation. This does not mean that the woman is below the man or the man can dominate her. It just means that God has given the authority and responsibility for the marriage directly and for the family directly to the male or to the man. Because God made mankind in his image or likeness, man is also to operate by words and in faith. But God gives us his faith to use, not our faith. His faith is a supernatural faith that allows a person to believe for the supernatural things. God delegates his authority to mankind. We see that in the scripture. Mankind is given lordship and dominion over all the earth. Mankind also has to have dominion by faith and words. In the scripture, we also see God says, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. God has given authority to mankind, that is male and female, to subdue the earth. Further in the scripture, we actually see that God gave seed for food. God is a God that works on the seed time and harvest principle. Also in the scripture, we see in verse 28 where it says, then God blessed them. The word bless means empowered to prosper. God gave them lordship and dominion over the earth, everything in the earth. He also gave them seed as well for food. But God expects mankind and the born again believer today to be not only blessed, but to be in a place to subdue the enemy or to subdue Satan and his works. God expects the born again believer to do exactly what he did, and that is to speak to the problems, speak to the mountains in faith and have them removed. God is a God of faith. He created mankind in his image to operate by faith, by words. Many believers are waiting upon God to do things, but in the scripture it's very clear. God has done everything possible already, and God is waiting for the believer to speak the promises of God that the Holy Spirit can use and bring into reality. God wants the believer today to do exactly what he did, to create, to remove, or to change through words. And Jesus demonstrated this in his ministry on the earth. He only spoke the word of God. He spoke what he wanted and not what he had. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this first part of a 7-part series on the subject called the authority of the believer. And the next topic will be called the fall of man. Thank you very much, and God bless.